This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Psst. Hey, you.
Yeah. Yeah, you. You want to buy some manufacturing space? Well used, but still in good condition? Turns out General Motors is looking to unload more than 80 of its old factories. They were spun off after GM went bankrupt a couple of years ago. And now, after some refurbishing, buyers are starting to line up. From Red River Radio, Kate Archer-Kent has that story.
Gutting a vehicle assembly plant and erasing the GM footprint is a systematic task. Robots are disassembled, paint lines are broken down for parts, and giant climate-controlled presses are expertly salvaged. A worker collapses metal part racks. Dozens of GM employees are clearing out the Shreveport plant. It stopped producing pickup trucks in August. Racer Trust, the U.S. bankruptcy court-appointed receiver, owns this plant and more than 80 other former GM facilities around the country, primarily in Michigan. On a recent plant tour in a golf cart, the Trust redevelopment manager, Bruce Rasher, takes note of a neatly stacked mound of robots once used to build the Hummer H3. He doesn't know yet if the robots will be auctioned off or sold for scrap. Regardless, they'll be gone soon, and he can envision a massive vacant building that is highly marketable.
When a buyer walks into this plant, they see the same thing that I do, and that is the possibilities. You have to look beyond the equipment and superstructure that was installed by General Motors.
Rasher says he's followed up with hundreds of potential buyers. The portfolio even includes a 9-hole golf course GM built on top of a former ball bearing factory in Clark, New Jersey. He won't say what the asking prices are, but he does say that for all of these properties, the goal is the same.
We place a great deal of emphasis on the number of jobs created and how long it will take to create those jobs, probably more so than the purchase price.
And companies are ready to spend. In Greenville, South Carolina, Ed McCallum helps automotive and aerospace firms find new properties. McCallum says he's inundated with work. Manufacturers have slimmed down for so long, he says, that they must expand or lose out to the competition.
As the market starts turning around, which we think it is, matter of fact, we think it's significant, they can't wait. They have to manufacture. They have to start as fast as they possibly can.
The Cincinnati suburb of Norwood, Ohio, knows what it's like to lose GM and bounce back. But they didn't do it by luring a new manufacturer after their GM plant closed in the late 80s. They got GM to bulldoze the plant, and now it's a thriving multi-use development. Norwood Mayor Thomas Williams says idle factories are eyesores.
I'd fight like the dickens to get them to take those plants down and clean that ground and move on. There's nothing worse than a shuttered plant to let sit there year after year.
But back at the Shreveport plant, Bruce Rasher says it would be a shame to take away millions of square feet of industrial space at a time when manufacturers are poised to grow.
It is not going to help a community if we were to sell this site to a company that makes its living by demolishing and selling buildings for scrap.
And the last thing he wants is more vacant industrial land on his books. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.